The Girl Scouts turns 100 this year. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Bit of a controversy. One Indiana lawmaker is refusing to honor the occasion because he says the Girl Scouts are, quote, a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood and that they promote a homosexual lifestyle. The Girl Scouts. Yeah, I heard that. I thought this guy's crazy. Then I saw some of the new Girl Scout cookies they're selling, and I changed my mind. He may be onto something. I swear to God, check it out. There's Roe v. Wafers right there. There's Heather Has Two Malomars. There's Our Cookies Ourselves. There's Dolce de Long-Term Roommates. There's Sado Mints. Now, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Done.
That's a real one.
Yeah. They are not good.
No. There's this one, Lady Fingers in Lady Parts. Anyone who wants to leave should go now. And finally, Savannah smiles because she's having a lesbian affair with a Planned Parenthood doctor. That's a good question.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, I saw Euro Dreams of Sushi last weekend. You know, that was not just good. It was better than I expected it to be. Because I had high expectations of that movie. But it was amazing. If you remember, there was an episode of No Reservations. Bourdain visited Euro Ono's sushi restaurant. And if you saw that, you'll have an idea of what the place is like. It's very small. I think the table seats 10. But the documentary goes so much further in depth. It's quite a story. It's the story of a man's drive for perfection. You know, it's like how many chefs we have here. Thomas Keller or, you know, so many. Like, you know, how El Bulli was always looking for perfection and always trying to change things and trying to look for you know, the perfect meal. But it's like that, but it's more about how culturally things are changing. Not just here, but everywhere in the world. The story is that he has two sons. And both of them followed in his footsteps as sushi chefs. But his eldest son, Yoshikazu, by tradition, the eldest son has to be second in command at his restaurant until he retires. But the youngest son was able to go off and open his own place. Euro is 85 years old, shows no sign of tiring, doesn't want to stop working. He works every day, only takes a day off if there's a family emergency like a funeral. And even then, he's back. So Yoshikazu, the eldest son, has to continue to play second fiddle to his father while the other son does his own thing. And he accepts this. He doesn't hold a grudge. You know, this is how it is. This is tradition. And he has no grudges. But they say that young people now don't want to work so hard. You know, they want to be paid the same, but they want more time off. They want to do their own thing. And it's how it's becoming now and how the future doesn't really look bright. But Euro's restaurant has 3 Michelin stars. And every time they came to eat there, they gave it another Michelin star. It was Yoshikazu who served them, not Euro. And in the end, you realize it's Yoshikazu who has a grip on that restaurant and that it will continue to go with him and that Euro realizes this and knows that things are going to be okay. Now, Bourdain said he ate 15 pieces of sushi inside of 20 minutes. It is no shit, no rolls, no appetizers, just sushi. You sit down, here's a piece, eat it. Here's another, eat it. You don't get extra wasabi. You don't get soy sauce to dip it in. You eat it with your hands, no chopsticks. The meal has a natural progression. They know just what to serve you, in which order, at what time, and at what temperature. You make reservations anywhere from 6 months to a year in advance. Dinner starts at around $375 minimum. Goes up to about 1,000. It all depends on what they can get. But the movie actually goes into like the fish shortage, the kind of rice that they use, you know, how they're really cautious about certain dishes. Take, you know, these chefs that work for them, he'll train them for free, but they have to work with him for 10 years to become masters. And these, they're just amazing. You know, it's about sushi, but it's more about perfection, about someone's love for what they do and setting standards so high that no one will ever be able to achieve them again without some kind of a, you know, serious dedication. And nobody's dedicated like this man. And given what we're seeing around us today socially, I say enjoy this while it's here. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be giving some things that I have been very highly critical of in the past an actual chance. I mean, they say, how do you know if you don't like it if you haven't tasted it, right? Well, it's time for me, the foodie, the arrogant food and beer snob, as I've been called, to get off of my high horse, to roll around in the mud with the pigs. So today, we're going to be drinking beer that I've been shitting on for years, cooking a recipe from a chef that I've said has made shitty food. I'm going to eat a hamburger from a place I said I'd never do, and basically, generally celebrating all things shitty. Hence, the shit show.
Hey, Don, you can help me do a beer review for the shit show?
Sure. What all kind right. of shit beer are we going to drink?
Real shit. The stuff that I wouldn't ordinarily put in my mouth. We have Bud Light Platinum.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you got these blue bottles. See these blue bottles here? 6% ABV. Uh-huh. Well, let's read the, you know, as long as we're talking about light beer.
It's blue.
Hold on a
the
second.
The bottle's actually blue.
Yeah, it is. Hold on a second here. Average analysis. Calories. 137 calories.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Uh-huh.
4.4 carbohydrates. 4.4 grams of carbohydrates. Less than 1 gram of protein. No fat. So the key here is 137 carbohydrates. 6% alcohol.
Yeah.
So.
If I drink it fast enough, maybe I won't taste it.
Yeah, maybe you won't.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and try that? Well, you want to get to check it?
Yeah.
You can check this?
Yeah, I don't want
to. You're going to check this beer?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead, chug it.
Wow, didn't even have much carbonation.
Yeah. Now, mind you, let me remind you here, you're going to chug a 6% beer. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but it's Bud Light.
Yeah, and it's ice cold Bud Light.
Okay.
Ice cold Bud Light.
Ice cold. That's the only way you're supposed to drink it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll probably try to put as much of it down. It was a twist-off cap. Why did I use a bottle opener?
Because you're classy.
Ah, is that what it is?
Keep it classy, San Diego.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There he is. He's drinking it. Whoop. Can't do it. Can't. It's too cold, isn't it? Yeah. Too cold?
Yeah.
It's going to give you a headache. Don't get ice cream freeze. Do it again. Keep trying. How's it taste? Can you taste it? Huh? This reminds me of the time in Dude Night we chugged Pabst Blue Ribbon. Do you remember that? We did beer bongs.
Yeah, we beer bonged Pabst. That was not that good, and this is not that much better. It's almost gone.
Is it horrible? Budweiser is bad. Budweiser tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Huh?
And so does this.
Yeah, you're a real trooper, you know that?
Gone.
God, look at this face.
Oh, your turn.
All right, I'll do it. Hold on. Yeah.
Oh. It's like bad memories.
Hey, you know, the face on Katrina when I told her I bought Bud Light.
I think it was similar to the face on me when you told me how to drink it.
Listen, I know how to chug. I poured a fucking glass.
Oh, cute.
I'm going to chug it out of a... You can't chug out of a bottle.
No. I didn't... Yeah.
So you're going to be burping for like ever. Hold on. Let me pour a little more.
Yeah, get as much in there as possible.
And try to decarbonize. Look at this thing.
Yeah.
It smells like, you know, like American lager.
Dude, your beak went in there.
Fuck you, man. Fucking beak. Every time I put the mic on you, it's Dude Night all over again. What's wrong with you?
You just made me chug a 6% Bud Light. How was that to start?
Hmm? Well, you know, it's better than the last time I remember tasting Budweiser.
Okay, well, because it's like a click away from freezing.
Yeah.
Because you can't taste much.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Mm.
So how's that, Phil?
Oh, Lordy to me.
So can we review the beer now?
Holy shit.
Well, I'll say, can I give you my quick review on this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Served best cold, and it's highly carbonated.
Yeah, it is highly carbonated.
Yeah, and it has foam, and that's about it.
Oh, I have heartburn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I know why I have heartburn.
What happened? There we go.
It's that feeling that I had in college. I had my head in the toilet. And how appropriate on the shit show.
Negotiating with God. Okay, if you get me through this night, I'll stop drinking.
Well, this is another test.
Okay, we'll drink on Sunday.
Of the stuff that I said I would have, that I shit on all the time.
Right.
And was I wrong?
Not in the least.
Not about this one.
No.
It's a marathon.
I'm on 7.
26.2 miles to be exact. And even though it may seem like your average marathon, it's not by any means.
Okay. 6-6-1.
30-pack marathon.
Do a lap, drink a beer, do a lap, drink a beer, do a lap, drink a beer, and we'll see how far they get.
And don't think this isn't an organized event.
We're timing him for number of laps, number of beers drinking, time per lap, and time per beer.
Go!
Oh, my. Whoa.
The group doing the run, well, they call themselves the Hash House Harrys, or Hashers.
It's a drinking club with a running problem.
And each club member has a different reason for running the marathon.
You know, it's just a fun, different thing to do. It's the middle of summer in Tucson. There's not much else going on, so it's just something fun to do.
I'm getting ready to go to Iraq, and this is a last chance to go nuts before I go overseas, get all the beer intake I can.
Most runners are about 4 or 5 beers deep, not even close to halfway. It's already 85 degrees and only going to get hotter. It's got to make you wonder, is this really healthy?
A lot of them are very serious runners. They run marathons. They know how to hydrate and they know how to take care of themselves.
There was plenty of water on site, but yes, at the same time, there was also a fair share of throwing up.
I'm waiting for them to pop. Have you puked yet?
All right, let's cook something here. In honor of the shit show, I thought we'd cook some shit from Sandra Lee. Since her show caters to housewives who basically stay home all day, most of her recipes are wholesome, healthy, and delicious for your family, right? So I figured since we like to cook a lot of French food on the show, I thought we'd make her delicious French pork chops. I've got the recipe right here, but I have some errands that I need to run. I'm going to meet Don at the bike shop to check out some bike racks. But I figured, listen, while I'm out, I'll take the shopping list with me, and I'll buy the groceries at the store. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take off, going to meet Dawn right now, but I'm going to leave you with a segment from her show where she shows us just how to cook this nutritious, delicious, and healthy meal for your family.
Now, this is a fantastic pork chop recipe, and it's going to start off with some vegetables. First, I want to put some frozen carrot rounds that have been thawed out into the bottom of my slow cooker. And then to this, I'm going to add sliced button mushrooms. That's about 8 ounces of mushrooms and about 14 ounces of those diced carrots. Now, to this, I want to add a couple things. These are stewed tomatoes in their own juice. That goes in here. And these are just 15-ounce cans. And then 15 ounces of cannellini beans. And you want to make sure that you strain those. You only need the beans. If you add the liquid, it tastes too salty. Cannellini beans are an Italian white kidney bean. They are absolutely delicious, perfect for this dish. Now, I want all that layered because on top of that is going to go my pork chops. And I bought some nice, thick pork chops. Look at these. And the reason why I like putting pork chops in the slow cooker is they're so nice and tender when you put them in there. Sometimes, you know, they can be tough. This is a great recipe, though, if you are a fan of pork chops. Also, what's great about these is they're low in fat. Once you give them a nice bit of salt and pepper, and here is where the French part comes in. This is Herbe de Provence, and this is super delicious. Now, in here is rosemary, marjoram, basil, bay leaves, thyme, savory, and lavender. Then flip these over, and you want to do the same thing to the other side. Make sure that they're seasoned all the way through. Into the slow cooker they go, and then I want the sauce to go on top of them. Kim, of course, is my little sister, and we travel a lot together. And we both love the French countryside because of all the pretty pink wildflowers and gorgeous roses and grass. And also, of course, all of the fantastic food, which this menu was inspired by. Now, the pork chops I'm going to make need a sauce to go over the top of them. And that's going to start off with a cream of potato soup. This is a nice, thick, rich soup. It's a great base for this. It's just potatoes, cream, broth, nothing fancy, but all goodness. Then in here, a tablespoon of tomato paste and a quarter of a cup of Dijon mustard, which gives it such a nice tang. Don't forget that. Now mix this together. Three tablespoons of dry sherry add great flavor. And then just a teaspoon of Herbes de Provence. Now remember, I put these herbs on the meat as well, so that flavor is now echoed in the sauce. And can I tell you, this actually smells like heaven. Put this all over the pork chops. Coat the top, and all of that flavor is going to soak right into those pork chops. Now the lid goes on, and this is going to go into the slow cooker. It takes about 4 to 6 hours. Just keep your eye on it on low. And if you're going to work, then make sure you have one of those slow cookers that actually turns itself off and just keeps it warm, so when you come home, you have a great dinner. Now, let's talk about the pork chops, because I need one final ingredient, and that's a nice, crunchy topping. And that's easy to make with just a tablespoon of butter. And what I'm going to do here is just toast up some breadcrumbs. So I got breadcrumbs that have some seasoning in them, and I'm just going to need a quarter of a cup of these into the pan. The butter adds extra flavor. And you can see all of those herbs that are in the breadcrumbs are going to make those pork chops super delicious. Now, I got to take the pork chops out of here. They're ready to go. And look at this. Delicious. Those French pork chops are perfection. Into my serving dish. Also, I've got my tomatoes in here, my carrots are in here, the beans. And these pork chops are so tender. With the mushrooms, they are going to be amazing. Look, they're falling apart. Look at this. That's how tender they are. Not very many recipes give you a pork chop this tender. Now, on top of this, I just want to put some of those delicious breadcrumbs. They toast up just that fast, so keep your eye on them. And then just a little bit of parsley. And that is how you make a beautiful and delicious French country pork chop that falls apart before you even get it in your mouth.
Hey, Donnie.
Yo.
You come with me in the store. I got to do some shopping for a meal I'm going to make on the show.
Okay.
You mind?
Not a problem.
Can you help me out? Let's go.
You pick it.
Well,
in the bag.
I'm not picking it. It picked me.
I'll be your cart jockey.
Yeah, could you do that? Because I've got to do some stuff. I got the list here.
What's on the list?
Well, you're going to not like some of it. We're going to be doing some inside aisle shopping and
really?
Frozen aisle shopping.
Really?
One outside aisle item. What's actually that? Two outside aisle items.
Are they beer?
No. They should be. We're going to need oh, we'll wait till we get in the store.
Okay.
Maybe we should do the outside aisle first so it seems like we're actually doing some normal shopping.
Okay. Well, it kind of eases us in.
It does. Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah.
Do you want extra dessert delights?
I don't want. What is that?
an empty thing. Oh, it's Pete's apple pie gum.
Apple pie gum? What the hell's wrong with people? Okay, first of all...
Oh, it smells good in here.
It does smell good. There's a bakery over here.
Yeah.
Maybe you're smelling apple pie gum.
I can't just smell my fingers.
So I'm going to eat 8 ounces of sliced mushrooms. They need to be in a package, and they need to be sliced.
There's sliced shiitake.
She just said mushrooms.
Well, those are the only ones. No, here, bag. How about a bag of sliced mushrooms?
We'll take the bag.
And this is...
It's apparently, you can't use a knife in this recipe.
10 ounces, so you'll have to
That's okay.
Back off
I'll back bit. Off 2 ounces. Right. Or I'll just eat them.
Got it.
Okay, it calls for parsley, but I have that in my garden.
All right.
Okay, we need 4 boneless pork chops. I hope you enjoyed the produce section, because we're leaving.
That's it?
That's it. Pork loin chops. We need about 4 of them.
Chicken, yeah? Biff.
Biff? Pork.
Porky.
Here they are. Pork loin chops.
Here. Pork loin chops. Thin.
They have bones in them?
Bone in.
Hers didn't have bones in. I guess she doesn't like the bone in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
It seems that way, huh?
Yeah.
Center chop. These are all bone in.
We'll take them with the bones. I'll take the bones out.
Okay, how much do you need?
She needs 4 of them.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Are there any thick ones?
Here's 4 right here.
Look how thin those are. These are cooked for 4 hours. That's going to turn into a shoe.
4 hours?
Yeah, the thing cooks for
it's
4 hours.
Go, like, beyond and back. These are all thin cut.
Maybe I should just buy a pork loin and cut it myself. But that's going against the grain.
Here, no, here's pork loin chops, thick cut.
There you go. Take those.
Those are three pretty good sized.
Good
ones.
Enough. That's
like 4 divided.
Yeah, because I'm only really cooking.
And she doesn't give you like a weight?
No, just says 4 boneless pork chops. The only weight that comes in this recipe is the stuff that actually comes in cans and packages.
Okay, this is like 1.5 pounds. So
that's good.
That's all right.
Okay, frozen aisle next. Are you liking this so far?
You
want to come over for dinner?
I think I have to cook that night for Sophie.
Huh?
Is this where you get ice?
No, we're not getting ice. We're actually, we're buying some carrots. Frozen carrots.
Frozen carrots?
Yeah, hold on. You know, because... other side, I think. I don't... Yeah, listen.
Oh, this side.
Two white guys going into a grocery store. We don't know where the frozen stuff is.
Yeah, really?
That tells you something. Yeah.
Is it organic?
No, not organic. Just...
Is it a bag or a box?
A bag. 14-ounce bag of frozen carrots. Sliced, actually chunked.
How about those with the little French cut, the swizzle cut on it?
Well, let's go ahead and be fancy. Since it's a French dish, let's get the French cut. Actually, can we go... That's the best you can do, huh? Apparently.
Crinkle sliced carrots.
16 ounces?
16.
That'll work. I'll just take 2 ounces.
Eat a couple
apparently, the French don't like to use fresh carrots. They use frozen.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
What else we need?
And I'm glad you got the French cut, because it's a French dish. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going into the inside aisle, so we need some other produce that's been killed.
Okay.
How about you want to come over for dinner? Looking good, isn't it?
It's looking awesome.
Sandra Lee.
Where are we going?
Tomato paste. Hold on.
Here.
Huh?
Sauce.
Pasta. Canned meat. Where are the tomatoes? Where would they be? This aisle. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. We need 15-ounce can of stewed tomatoes.
Stewed tomatoes.
Yeah.
Here we go. Del Monte, is that an acceptable brand, or you may go lower?
I don't care.
This is 14.5 ounces.
That'll work.
You're okay?
That's fine.
All right.
We need a tomato paste.
Paste up top. How much?
It's gonna call for a tablespoon. So
well,
just got a little small can. Okay. Next, I need 15-ounce can of cannellini beans. Where are the canned beans at? Oh, here's garbanzos.
Pinto.
Great Northern beans.
Cannellini. Here we go.
All right. That'll work.
One can. 15 ounces.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
That works. Are we on the soup aisle? Good, because I need a can of condensed cream of potato soup. She says preferably Campbell's, because it's better. Here's cream of potato.
Mushroom, cream of potato.
Yeah.
And it's Campbell's.
Canned soup. This is for the special sauce. You like it?
Sounds great.
Now.
Next.
Oh, we need some seasoned breadcrumbs, because apparently they don't like to use fresh breadcrumbs in France. They like to buy the box stuff and seasoned.
Seasoned with what?
Seasoned with whatever they season it with. Would this be down the Guinea aisle? Breadcrumbs? I love that we don't know where this shit is in the store.
Well, we're
were kind of stumbling onto it more than anything.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here it is.
Oh, this is the Italian section.
Breadcrumbs. Oh, here's that Parmesan cheese in a container. Oh, dude.
They like it in the can.
You know how long that will last?
Longer than me.
Yeah. See, what I'd like to do is just buy the Great Northern beans, soak them, and cook them.
But that's not what the recipe calls for.
It calls for canned beans. Okay. Well, she can have it her way, and I'll give it to her. I'm sorry, what?
This stuff is.
Do you wear the...
Breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumbs?
With bread. Bread. Be with the sorry. Bread?
Should be with bread. It's breadcrumbs, right?
Well.
Dude, I'm lost. Where with the
Wait,
bread?
No, these are croutons.
Let's see what else I need. Oh, I need Dijon mustard. Are we on the mustard aisle? Yeah. Yeah, I need Dijon mustard. Because it's French.
Uh-huh.
You get it?
Yes, I'm getting it.
Let's get Grey Poupon. I mean, let's go all out. Grey Poupon?
Sure.
You're looking to go base.
Or you can go, like, essential from Albertsons. That's Dijon. I mean, if you really wanted to...
Cheap it up?
Stay on the low brow.
Right, let's keep it. Keep it real.
Well, I'm still kind of lost on breadcrumbs, dude. I don't even know where we're finding it.
Maybe we should ask. What else do I need? Dude, here's the good news.
What?
Once we find that, we're done.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
This meal was simple. I'm just trying to follow Chef's recipe. Sweet Chef mix. Lee. I know another Chef Lee.
Yeah, me too.
Far better.
Far better.
Oh, man.
Far sweeter.
What the hell's going on? What would breadcrumbs be? Breadcrumbs? Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that. Breadcrumbs.
That's perfect. It makes total sense.
Well, here's plain Italian garlic and herb.
She said seasoned.
Well, here's seasoned breadcrumbs. How's that?
That works.
Seasoned breadcrumbs.
I like how it says seasoned.
Yes. Okay, we're gone.
All right. Hey, thanks for helping me.
Sure, bud.
This healthy, delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, I don't have a slow cooker. I mean, I had a crock pot, but that thing was a piece of shit, so I threw it away. I can slow cook in the oven, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all this shit in my Le Creuset, and I'm going to cook it on low heat in the oven. I figured, listen, it's a French dish. Why not cook it in a French oven? I mean, it's French, not Dutch. They just call it a Dutch oven. Actually, I wonder if this would be considered a French oven. Anyway, we're going to start with a bag of frozen carrots. Now, I need some scissors here to open this up. I'd think that the French like to use fresh carrots in their food, but what do I know? I'm not a chef, and I don't have a show on Food Network. She does. Okay. Next, an 8-ounce package of sliced fresh mushrooms. Now, I suppose it was too much work to slice them yourself, but we've got to stick to the recipe from Chef Sandra Lee. All right. Now, we're going to need to add a 15-ounce can of tomatoes. Now, wait a minute. I never get a chance to use this important tool on my show, a can opener. All right. And open this can. Year-old canned tomatoes. We're going to drop these suckers right in the pot. Okay. All right. Now, the cannellini beans. Now, listen, I was always under the impression that soaking white beans in water, then simmering them over low heat until they were rehydrated and cooked all the way through actually tasted better. But apparently, and bear with me here because I need to use that can opener again. Okay, apparently they're better in the can because they're preserved and they're seasoned with salt and some other shit. There you go. And we'll get those out of there. What the fuck is in there? Oh, these are mashed. Oh, some of these are mashed. Oh, it's like refried beans. Smells like cat food. Now, I better rinse these, like she said. God forbid we should get any of these extra canned salty shit in our food to rinse these real nice. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take the pork loin chops that we've got out of our package. We're going to lay them out here, season them with some salt and some freshly ground black pepper. And then we'll top it with some herbs de Provence. Now, I love this stuff. Now, actually, you know what? So far, this is the only thing remotely French about this dish to me. Pork chops seasoned with salt and pepper, some herbs de Provence. If I pan-seared these things and then deglaze the pan with some sherry and some butter and then use that as a sauce and drizzle it over the top, that would be French. I don't know what the fuck this is. Apparently, it's a classic French dish, though. So we've got these here. Now we'll put these right on top of the canned beans, tomatoes, and carrots. There you go, my good sirs. Okay, now we're going to make the sauce, and I'm going to use that word lightly. One can of condensed cream of potato soup. Now, it's got this handy thingy on the top, and I'm going to use the can opener because I never get to use it. Open that up. Ooh, smell that. More cat food. Shit, I'm going to need a spoon for this. I love cooking. I get to use all my tools. Actually, you know, I haven't pulled out a knife this entire time. I kind of miss doing that, but this is so much better. Cooking's easy and delicious. And Katrina is going to love this meal. She's really into French food. All right, so I'm going to add a quarter cup of Dijon mustard and then one tablespoon of tomato paste. You know, tomato paste is actually a good thing for a lot of French dishes. We actually throw it in a hot pan with some sherry to deglaze everything so it gets some depth to it, you know. But we're going to have that for another French dish. Got to keep Asanda's program here. She's the chef. All right, now I'll add 3 tablespoons of dry sherry. You know, fuck it. Let's add 5. I'm going to need a drink after this anyway. We'll add another teaspoon of the herbs de Provence, and then we'll mix all of that together into a slurry. Yeah, look at that shit. Man, that's coming together really nice. All that Campbell's soup and the other canned shit in there. Man.
And can I tell you, this actually smells like heaven.
No, actually, that smells like cat food with some sherry. All right, let's go ahead and pour that shit sauce over the pork here. Get that all over there real nice. Oh, man, these poor pork chops. They were like, dude, we felt so French with the Herbes de Provence. What's this cat food sauce? Hey, trust me, dudes. You're going to be French pork chops in no time. You're good hands. I got the recipe from Chef Tits McGee. All right, now we'll top that with the lid, and then we'll put it into my preheated 250-degree oven and let that thing go for about 4 to 5 hours or so. And listen, while I'm doing that, because I'm not going to wait 4 to 5 hours on this show, I'm going to go ahead and make that breaded topping she was talking about. I've got a saute pan here. Got it on a medium-high heat. We'll take 2 teaspoons of butter, and we'll melt those right in the pan. Get that butter to melt, and then as soon as it starts to foam, we're going to add 3 tablespoons of seasoned breadcrumbs. Let me open the breadcrumbs here. Again, I'm sure this is far better than freshly grated breadcrumbs, and all that extra seasoning should really make this taste like a nice box stuffing. So healthy and delicious. All right, so we'll add those into the butter. And as soon as the pork is ready, we're going to top it with this breadcrumb mixture and some chopped parsley leaves from my garden. And we will be eating dinner. And like I said, I'm not going to be able to wait around 4 to 5 hours for you here. So what I'm going to do, we're going to fast forward into the future and see how things turned out when I serve this French classic to Katrina.
Are you f***ing kidding me? I can't eat this.
Are you kidding me? Chef Sandra Lee, this is her creation.
She's an alcoholic, and I'm not going to eat her food.
So, in and out?
Yeah. I buy, you fly.
I actually feel sick.
He wants to convince the kids not to demand their junk back when he's gone.
What I'm trying to do today is show the kids what is in their nuggets, unless they're getting good ones. These are the kids that won't eat my chicken. You know, these are the kids that want their nuggets back. So I want to show them what's in their fucking nuggets. Guys, you got a choice, right? What's that?
Chicken
right. Oh. What's this?
Veggies. Weird stuff. Veggies.
Put your hand up if you want chicken almond chips. Right. This is the problem. Mechanically reclaimed meat. Do you know what that represents?
Machines.
Okay, it does represent machines. Once they've taken the breast off and the legs off, what are they left with?
Chicken.
The carcass.
Red bit, isn't it?
Oh,
Yeah. So that is a really bad version of mechanically reclaimed meat. Then what they do is they add more chicken skin. That is how that part is made. Oh. Fat. You mechanically reclaim meat. Right, then you put a load of breadcrumbs in. This is all the E numbers, this is like the dextrose, all of that sort of stuff. Right? So if I've got a product that looks a little bit like this.
Oh. Is that how baked beans are made?
How can I know? Nothing to do with baked beans.
So this is fake food.
I personally believe that is fake food. Anyone want of these?
No. Oh, no.
Help yourself to chicken.
Get me off.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, listen, I want to try one of your burgers. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest? What's a good burger here?
Number 5, the Angus Deluxe.
The Angus Deluxe?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been a vegetarian for a while, so.
Oh, okay. You still going veggie? Or?
No, I'm trying to taste some meat now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. What do you suggest?
The Angus.
Angus?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah. I'll have it.
All right.
And that'll do it.
$4.51.
Thanks, man.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I'll need it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's watch the poor white guy throw up.
Angus Deluxe, $4.51.
That's it. Have you had that burger?
Sorry?
Have you had that burger?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Better than the Big Mac?
Yeah, it's a little bigger. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. I guess bigger's better.
Good, how are you?
I'm good,
thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And that was my trip to McDonald's. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. Don't you love it too? Okay, so let's do this. I was a little concerned when he told me good luck. I'm not sure what the hell that meant. Maybe because I was a vegetarian. Thank God I wasn't eating in the restaurant. I wonder if they'd have made me eat it outside if I told them that. Okay, so it comes in a big box. Angus Third Pounders. It's a third of a pound of meat, full of flavor, it says. One of the websites, because I wanted to check it out. Behold our sumptuous third pound 100% Angus beef patty on a premium bakery-style bun. Don't forget the bling. Two slices of golden cheese topped with a farm-fresh tomato. From where? whole leaf lettuce, crisp red onion, and crinkle cut pickles. Net weight before baking. Let me look at this thing. It comes in a nice box. Actually, does not look bad. Usually it looks like you sat on it. It does look a little better in the picture. Not sure about that. I was a little concerned about the nutritional value, but they have to list it now on the website. 750 calories, 40 grams of protein. Well, that'll be good for weightlifting. 39 grams of fat, 61 grams of carbs, 1,700 grams of sodium. That's about 70% of your daily intake average. It's a pretty sturdy burger, a little sturdier than the Big Mac. And let's see what all the hubbub's about. Mm-hmm. Not a bad burger. I couldn't tell you if this was Angus beef or not. So much shit in here. It tastes nice. Let's see. One bite. That was about 65 calories. Here's another 65. This is how America lives, huh? Not bad. Well, considering some of the other burgers they have on their menu, 750 calories... That's not horrible. Sodium is a little high, but it's high in everything that's processed. Overall, not horrible. Tastes pretty good, got to tell you. It's what they would consider a restaurant burger, I guess. I mean, it's no watermark. And I'm not doing an out to lunch to McDonald's. This is a one-time shot. Yeah. F*** you, Morgan Spurlock. I'm eating McDonald's. on My Life as a Foodie. This will only happen once. I think the show is about to jump the shark. I could be wrong. Morgan Spurlock's a pussy.
See, now's the time of the meal when you start getting the McStomach ache. You start getting the McTummy. You get the McGurgles in there. You get the McBrick. And you get the McStomach ache. Right now, I got some McGas that's rocking.
Are you sweating there?
My arms. I feel like I got some McSweats going. My arms got the McTwitches going in here from all the sugar that's going in my body right now. I'm feeling a little bit crazy. Oh, just give me a minute.
I'm in pure McDonald heaven.
And on that note, I am out of here. I think my work here is done, right? I mean, I drank Budweiser. I made Sandra Lee's food. That didn't go over very well, but yeah, listen, I tried. I ate at McDonald's. I think I gave it a valiant effort, I think. Thanks to the Food Network, Casper Pictures, CNN, and BBC for the audio. Music in this episode by Savoy and Empire of the Sun. If you like the songs, you want to buy them, follow the links on our website, mylifeasafoodie.com. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have a real beer. Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon! Walking on a dream.
All right, dude, thanks for helping me.
Sure.
That was $19.
$19 for the meal.
Yep. Now listen, you can't
eat. This serves how many people?
It should probably serve four people.
Okay.
Yeah.
$5 a person.
$5 a person. Listen, you can't eat at a fancy French restaurant for this kind of money.
Heck no.
And I'm going to tell you, I am really looking forward to Sandra Lee's French pork chops.
Cool. I'm glad one person is in this conversation.
I'm going to go back and cook it. Do you want to cook it with me?
I'll watch.
Will you?
Sure.
Watch him throw up.
Yeah. Well, everything tastes better with beer.
Searching for the thrill of it.